Good afternoon with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. A 22-year-old Illinois driver could be sent to prison for up to 25 years for driving drunk during a fatal crash last year. Eric Laban has pleaded no contest to homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. Laban admits he was driving drunk when he lost control last year and crashed into a tree near Three Lakes. His passenger, 23-year-old Austin Lockwood, was dead when emergency responders arrived at the scene. Laban will be sentenced October 2nd. And the first sense of what the new roundabout on Rhinelander's west side will be about will soon be revealed. The DOT held an informational meeting last night to update the public on the roundabout at US 8 and State Highway 47. Project manager Dan Irva says the flow of traffic will move away from the current detour arrangement to the roundabout.
Motorists will start to utilize the roundabout itself. We are notifying the public ahead of time of it. Right now, we're just starting our asphalt paving operations and finishing up some concrete operations to get the roundabout ready for traffic. So notify people of the upcoming stage change. Traffic will no longer be using the slip ramp and detour. A lot of it will be using the roundabout itself.
Irva says a completion date is still set for October 18th. The DOT says the roundabout will improve deteriorating pavement conditions and address safety issues. Between 2012 and 2016, there were 35 crashes at the intersection. 18 of the crashes were T-bone crashes involving left-turning vehicles not being able to see around the opposing left-turning vehicles. There were concerns about the ramps on each side of the road. The intersection will be raised approximately 2 feet to improve drainage. And a class action lawsuit filed Wednesday in federal court alleges Capital One violated the Wisconsin Consumer Act. The financial company is accused of failing to protect the private information of Wisconsin customers who had applied for credit cards. Capital One has reported a data breach exposed the information of 100 million people nationwide during March and April. Social Security numbers, bank account numbers, and other types of private information were accessed by the hacker. And a 40-year-old Wisconsin Dells man was wading in shallow water at a lake at Dalton Park when he apparently stepped off a steep underwater ledge. The victim's name has not been released. The Lake Dalton Fire Department was able to get a boat into the water quickly and pull him out, but emergency responders were not able to revive him. He reportedly had limited swimming ability, and bystanders at Newport Park weren't able to reach him when he went under. And a girl who was 10 years old when she was accused of killing a baby is now charged with first-degree intentional homicide. The results of an autopsy, which showed at least 7 distinct impact injuries to the baby's head, led to the increased charge. The suspect name is not being released due to her age. 6-month-old Jackson Hunter died last October, and the attacker has been found not competent to stand trial. And Wisconsin Rapids Police are asking the Wood County prosecuting attorney to file charges over the suspicious device a 36-year-old man had in the back seat of his car. When officers spotted it, the bomb squad was called out. Sean Curry is accused of using that device to intimidate people. Police say the device contained several shotgun shells in a tube wrapped with electrical tape. It also had nails wrapped to the end and what appeared to be a push button. The weather forecast for the afternoon, look for a delightful afternoon. Sunny skies, high near 72, and some winds gusting out of the northwest. For tonight, clear, low around 49. Friday, sunny, high near 75. Friday night, clear, low 51. And Saturday, a 20% chance of afternoon showers. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 77. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.